Hey, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
I believe it. And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. This is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. This episode, we talk about a bunch of nonsense. Allie went and joined a pub choir, which we learn about later in the episode, where she got to sing a cappella music with a bunch of adults.
And I got to sing alto, which is a rarity for me, as I'm obviously a soprano.
We talk about, what do we talk about? Oh,
we talk
this
a lot about
episode coming out this Wednesday. It means that you are already 1, 2, 3 days late in wishing Grant a happy birthday.
Wish Grant a happy birthday, please.
Please wish Grant a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Grant. We talk about pub choir. We talk about Allie's cruise trip. Mostly, Grant turned 26, so please give Grant some love
Grant
on social.
Grant didn't just turn 26.
He turned 20. Grant didn't just turn 26. He turned 26.
Anyway, thanks for being here. Hit it, Grant.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Hit it, Grant.
Hit it, Grant. It scares me as a woman.
That fame internet geo sleuth Rain Bolt is gonna come find you. What does he want from you?
I don't care about
his gig. You'll send him an old photo of like you and your dad at
location. It's not this particular person that scares me. It's the skill set itself that I didn't have an awareness of until
a particular set of skills.
Yeah, the fact that you could,
that was kind of Batman.
And I've seen other people do it too. The fact that you could look at a photo or a video of someone in like the middle of nowhere.
Oh, he's Irish.
I have a very particular set of skills.
No, I don't think it sounds
no,
like
I'm
that.
Getting there. I'm getting there.
No.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Wait, but I don't think he's Irish in the movie. Back to America.
You can take the
boy out of Ireland, but you cannot take the Ireland
okay,
out of the
boy.
But he
doesn't talk Irish.
Of course he does.
He doesn't say, I have a very particular set of skills.
I have a very particular set of skills. Right?
No. I'm pretty sure he's American in the movie.
I can tell exactly where you are based on the photos on your Facebook page.
You know,
I'll take a look at landmarks. I'll go on Google Maps and I'll find exactly where you've been.
That movie freaked me out, but I think
you didn't see that movie.
Taken? Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. In high school, I saw it.
No, you didn't.
She's under the bed when he's on the phone with the guy. I've seen it.
Okay.
She shares a cab with the guy. That's how she gets taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's in a brothel. Scared the crap out of me. But you know what? As a girl who, well, now, let's be honest, now I'm a woman. But I used to be a girl.
I used to be a girl
who traveled the whole wide world.
Who traveled the whole wide world.
And had I not seen Taken?
And had I not seen that film?
I might have gotten into more trouble.
I might have gotten myself taken.
Wait, had I not seen that film, I might have gotten myself killed.
Killed?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Allie, what was the, when did you transition from a girl to a woman?
It's a really good question.
Yeah, when does that happen? And I'm going to flip it on you too, because I want to know when we all feel like we transitioned from, when did you become a woman? When did you become a woman? And when did I become a woman?
Sure.
That's what I want to know.
I will say this, the summer, it was probably 2 summers ago that I put a tiny pair of shorts on and then I was like, oh, no. You know what? This don't feel right no more. There's something about how tiny these shorts are that feels like going back to high school and walking through the halls and saying, I'm here, guys. I'm back. Let's hang out. And everyone looking at me like,
Sophie
girl.
Sophie short.
You know,
isn't that what, are they Sophie? Sophie?
Sophie. And I think in high school I might have flipped the waistband 2 or 3 times. Now I maybe not even flipped the waistband once.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's how I know I'm a woman.
Amen. Grant, when did you become a woman?
I became a woman when I got, when you bought me my shortest pair of Gucci swim trunks.
Yeah, okay.
So our experiences of coming of age are sort of like opposite each other. Like for me, it was like, I need my shorts to be longer. And for you, you were like, I'm feeling some breeze on the bottom of my booty cheek.
It was the first time I felt feminine and sexy and wanted, frankly.
Yeah, and wanted. Right? Yeah, hell yeah. That was the first time you felt wanted,
Grant? I felt desired. I felt
desire
like,
is different than wants.
I felt the beating eyes of creepy men looking at my beautiful, beautiful thighs.
You felt the male gaze from the male gaze.
How did the male gaze feel to you?
Great.
It felt good because there's not a power imbalance.
Yeah, give us a smile, Grant. Come on, you look better when you smile, Grant.
Yeah.
You didn't want to join that bit. You thought about it. I felt your spirit go,
I went,
And that was you thinking of.
It made me sad in the middle of it.
But it might have brought you joy to have done the bit.
No, you know what's interesting, actually?
A podcast where people don't commit to the bits?
I was just listening to, no, that's not interesting. Okay. But some bits I can't commit to.
Okay.
Like, y'all were doing a horrible bit over our text chain the other day, which we will not talk about on the pod.
Yeah, of course. That's why it's on the text chain. And how dare you even hint at bringing it up on the pod?
But I literally wrote, I will not be participating in this bit. Now.
And you were participating in this bit by allowing it to happen. So
you know why you didn't participate in that bit? Because you knew you couldn't do it as good as us.
Yeah, okay. And that's it. And that's that about that. And y'all y'all at home just have to wonder.
I know they're gonna imagine something worse than it is, but whatever. Think of us fondly, please.
Please.
Or
just think of us
Think of us at all.
At all.
I was gonna make
You had more?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I was trying to do more.
It feels like our songs are getting shorter.
I don't mind.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, what I was gonna say was I was just listening to an episode of Armchair Expert about revenge violence, and one of the things It's interesting. It's like the science of revenge, and basically what he was saying was that the desire for revenge, specifically in like physical violence, fires off the same parts of our brain as addiction does. So people can get addicted to revenge. That's where they get in like cycles of that.
We were talking about that,
especially for
a couple episodes ago when I punched the car.
Boys, exactly. So anyway,
it does give that like, you know, that little like ooh in the brain.
Yeah, because Gabe got amazing revenge on me by punching his own car door
by breaking my own knuckles.
I digress.
Is anyone gonna ask me when I became a woman?
I will in a second, but I just want to say this one thing, which is that he was saying that statistically, men more often want like an eye for an eye vibes, whereas women lead more with empathy, statistically, socially,
statistically,
whatever. So point is, you just said something that was like, do it back or whatever. Oh, the bit about like hitting on Grant and making him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To be a man.
Yeah.
I was like, that doesn't make me feel good to make someone else uncomfortable just because I've been uncomfortable in the past doesn't make me feel good. And it's not a high horse. It reminds me of when we were little and you would punch me and then I would scream and then you would be like, you can do it back.
No.
Just punch me back. No. And I would be like, that doesn't fix it.
This is different. You're talking about physical violence. What I was talking about was a dumb bit betwixt siblings.
No. I knew you were going to take offense to that.
They didn't
want to
join.
No. I knew you were going to take offense to that. It wasn't that. It just reminded me of this podcast that I thought was really interesting. Please don't make that noise in the mic. It's gross.
Okay. Anyone want to ask?
When did you become a woman?
Thank you. I actually haven't thought about it. I think...
We're off to a horrible start.
I think I became... You want to say that on mic? Or you want to say that off mic?
I want to say it off mic.
That we're off to a horrible start.
We're off to a horrible start.
I became a woman, I think... I think I became a woman the first time I took the Bolt bus from Boston to New York overnight to try to go audition for a musical. And I was so alone and so...
And you arrived in New York City in the morning and you said, NYC, just got here this morning. $3.
No, literally.
$2.
Just one.
Me.
Barely won me.
And then there's another part where she goes like this. NYC, I give you fair warning. And then
And then she really goes for it. That's where, and I forget the words. I lie tonight. Why okay. not? Hold on, there's a big finish.
I know, but it's so loud already in my ears.
Will you let me do the big finish?
Yeah, please.
It's an YC. That was hard for me because I'm sitting down and it's early. Can we do it at the end when my voice is warmed up so I can do it a little better? Okay, we'll go back to that.
Okay, I'll remember the note.
Why would sitting down make it harder when your torso is in the same position as when you're standing?
Not really. Your diaphragm is a little crunched. It's harder to take a fuller breath, technically.
Like me sitting right here.
Uh huh.
I don't think there's any diaphragmatic difference than when I'm standing.
Talk.
And why?
Oh, I'm actually loving this. I'm actually.
Okay, now stand up.
Now stand up.
Yep, that was more juice.
Be honest.
I was just playing it up. That distorted the fuck out of the mic, dude.
Can I say, okay, so this week I went to an event called Pub Choir.
We're actually going to have to cut Grant's scream because it's going to be so unlistenably loud that we're going to have
Wait, real quick. We missed the 2025 SoCal Wiener Fest. And there's so many jokes to be said about 2025 SoCal Wiener Fest.
Do you want to just real quick get them all out of your system while I have some coffee?
The SoCal Wiener Fest?
You guys go ahead.
Does it just happen to be during Pride Month?
Yeah. There's the jokes.
Okay.
It's right before Pride Month, so.
Oh, that's a miss.
It's the pregame.
Oh, it's the pregame to Pride. Oh, I love it. The SoCal Wiener Fest. You're drinking coffee. We'll do more SoCal Wiener Fest jokes.
I'm actually nervous to let you guys just do your
SoCal own Wiener Fest is technically every weekend, depending on the bathing suits at Santa Monica.
And depending on if you live in West Hollywood or not.
Yes, it's always the SoCal Wiener Fest.
You're not the two people to be making gay jokes at Pride Month.
We're not making gay jokes. We're making Wiener Fest jokes.
But okay.
Wow, you're interpreting it wrong.
He said West Hollywood.
Yeah, people live there. SoCal Wiener Fest.
Well, let me just back it up.
Who sponsors it? Oscar Mayer?
I don't know. Well, it's a wiener dog fest. It's not a...
Oh, wiener dog fest?
It's a wiener dog fest.
Oh my God, I was totally picturing hot dogs.
Me too.
No, it's a wiener dog fest.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all
picturing hot dogs?
Wait,
wiener fest?
Aww. Could have brought Annie's new dog.
Oh yeah.
But he's a mudblood, so I don't know if he can go.
Wiener dog fest, and so what do they do?
I'm enough of a Harry Potter fan that mudblood actually feels like a slur when you say it. You know what I mean? You hear it out loud and you're like, oh.
I mean, it's intense.
They do weenie races such. And they do weenie costumes and they do weenie
costumes.
Oh. Wow.
They do sell, I think they do also sell hot dogs. But I don't love, okay, you remember how Frenchies were so big like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
And now everyone has a Frenchie and weenie dogs are so big right now. And like in 5 years, everyone's going to be like, remember when weenie dogs are so big?
Well, yes and no, because like, people still love Frenchies and like corgis have been like a thing forever.
Yeah, that's because of Queen of England. But finish your sentence.
What I'm saying is, I don't think we should do fast fashion with dogs just like we shouldn't do fast fashion with clothing.
Yeah, although I will say it's
fast
not
fast fashion with it's, dogs.
It's not fast fashion, it's trend. Because actually a purebred wiener dog. Just let me
do my joke, please, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of bit squashing at the mom.
Okay, you guys go ahead. I'll have some coffee. I was trying to expand.
Fast fashion with dogs. It's not
do you
fast
want,
fashion.
Do you not
it's
want
trend.
Me to have a conversation with you guys? Do you want me to shut up?
I want you in.
I want you to agree.
We want you in. And
yes.
We want you in.
And be like,
we want
yes,
you in.
We should respect the wieners more.
Yeah. It's
in
trend.
Times such as this.
No, but we're going with you saying it's, you're saying it's not fast fashion, it's trend.
Wiener dog is Labubu. It's expensive.
Oh, here we go.
Wiener it's dog. Hard to
what
get.
What is Labubu?
Huh? You don't know Labubu?
I don't know Labubu.
Do you know Labubu?
Is that a nickname for Louboutin?
Oh, that's good.
No. Labubus are little blind box toys.
Oh, yeah.
That everyone has
little
lost.
Little blind box toys?
This is like the
what
newest,
did you say?
Hottest trend.
Is this your first day on Earth, Gabe?
Yes. What are the words you are saying?
Okay, so a blind box is It's like a type of toy where you buy, there's like a series and you buy a box and open it up and you get one of the like eight options that are on the side of it.
It's like modern Pokemon.
Oh.
But they're toys. Usually like they're little box. Figurines. Like mystery box. Right. Okay. So they're called blind boxes. And blind boxes have been around for a long time. And different blind boxes have been on trend at different times.
Seem culturally
they're like the Sony Angels. Laboo-Boos, the little crybaby ones, whatever. But like it's figurines that people collect.
Bro, you are saying so many words that are not registering to me. Laboo-Boo, crybaby ones, Sunny Angels.
It's crazy because you're on TikTok and that's where I'm learning.
If I'm honest, I'm on Reels a lot more than TikTok. Millennial. Cringe. Chuggy. Don't worry, Chuggy. He knows it. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so anyway, so a Laboo-Boo has become like all the rage. And the box with one Laboo-Boo in it is like $50. They're expensive. And the Laboo-Boo is like a little stuffed animal keychain, and it's this little monster that's like,
oh, those are Laboo-Boos.
Yeah. So
people be hanging them on their purses.
Yeah. Laboo-Boo. Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't know what they were called.
There's a couple different series. There's like a Coca-Cola one. There's like one that's like a vibe series with all these colors. There's like the original one that's like a bunch of browns. But you basically open up your Laboo-Boo, and the way the unboxing videos go is you're like, I hope I get X Laboo-Boo. And then you open it up to see if you get it. But people are buying Prada outfits for their Laboo-Boos.
What?
People are wearing Prada outfits for their Laboo-Boos. Like little Prada bucket hats and stuff.
Really?
And little sweatsuits. Yeah. And they're putting their Laboo-Boos on bags. But of course, kind of like any other craze, people are like, wait, these are valuable. I don't want to put it in my bag. I'm going to put a case on it. I'm going to put it in whatever.
Laboo-Boo is Beanie Baby.
Laboo-Boo is Beanie Baby
for Gen Z or Gen
Gen Z Alpha. And probably Gen Alpha. Both.
Both.
And then the grown-ups are having Laboo-Boo. And here's the thing. I'm not interested in toys or like trinkety things.
But you want a Laboo-Boo?
Well, the more videos I watch of them, the more I'm like, I want to touch it so bad.
Oh, wow.
So I just want to come across a Laboo-Boo, I think, like
in the wild.
Yeah.
I just want to run into a Laboo-Boo
so
in the wild.
They're so famous and they're really hard to get right now. Go ahead, Grant.
You're walking through grass and it spins, the screen spins in the center and you a wild Laboo-Boo appears.
Whoa.
A Pokemon joke, anyone?
Why?
Thank you, Tim.
The only designer stuff that...
Dude, sip the fucking coffee, bro. Take a sip and run it back, dude. Okay.
The only two... designer companies that I think are not cringy are Prada and Goyard. And why is that the case? And how do you avoid becoming cringe as a designer?
I think specifically Prada is trying to be... Prada is just mostly black on black on black on black. So they're staying like dead center, Frenchy, Italian-y, like easy to digest. They're not taking big swings on purpose.
I also am
not... Do
you
agree with that aesthetically?
A little bit, but I would say like I'm not into Goyard. Like I think it's what's also like the people that you're interested in are interested in.
Sure.
Like I really... Like if I could pick a designer to like wear all their stuff right now, it would probably be like Miu Miu. Miu. Yeah.
And that's because you're hanging out with LA girlies.
It doesn't matter. Point is, it's like it's kind of like what's being advertised.
You know what's
to you.
Frustrating is we've been trying to do a did you know for months and try to say the same thing at the same time, and the only thing we've said same at the same time is Miu Miu. Miu.
So
something neither of us can afford.
I guess my question should be, how did Louis Vuitton and Gucci get so cringe?
They're not.
I disagree.
Cringe.
I disagree, but I hear what you're saying. I think because
they're having a Louis Vuitton bag is like. It's like trashy at this point.
It depends.
Please don't ostracize people with Louis Vuitton bags.
It depends.
Okay, well, at least that's my perception. So how did that happen to me?
I guess. There are so many NBA players who are mad at you right now for saying that. Yeah.
Well, and the way, like right now, Pharrell is Louis Vuitton boy. And he's...
Pharrell is Louis Vuitton boy.
And he's going to turn that ship around. I believe in him.
He's already been doing shows.
He's a creative genius. And people are wearing Louis in a way that's chic. Like... Doechii wore Louis to the Met. And she had a Louis Vuitton stamped into her face.
Dochi wore Louis to the Met, Le Boubou. Everything's Le Boubou, Dochi, Miu Miu.
What you're thinking of is like the catch-all bag that every girl you've ever known has, and that might be cringe to you, but like Louis Vuitton as a whole is still in the game.
I do agree
with
you.
That doesn't mean it's not cringe to me.
I do. Yeah. First of all, cringe is in the eye of the beholder. Right. Second of all, I do think Gucci is not killing it right now.
I think
everyone is saying that in the world.
It's crazy for us to discuss this.
Because none of us can afford any of this. But in the photos that I've seen in magazines and on my Instagram, Gucci, not killing it. Not killing it.
I guess the more...
Did you see Dochi's Met Gala look?
Of course not. I guess the more accessible the fakes of a given brand become, cringier it gets.
I almost bought a fake Prada bag in Mexico a couple days ago. And then I thought better of it because...
Why? Just do it.
No. I would have.
Also, let's stop saying fakes and start saying dupes.
I just bought a... I heard another word for dupe the other day that cracked me up. It was like look-alike or something. Anyway, the hardware on it was bad. So it was like, this is an objectively crappy item, and which is why I didn't buy it.
My favorite. Have you seen those rappers that are like, why would I wear real jewelry? It's just going to get stolen. And they all just wear like fake jewelry because it's like,
because why bother? Yeah. If people are just going to steal
cute.
It. Yeah. What's crazy to me is NFL players wearing jewels, like they're being all blinged out in a game. That's a crazy activity to do with
I'm going to be honest. I'd be wearing my jewels to the gym.
Yeah, but you don't have like big chain. Yeah, you're right. You are pretty iced out.
I'm pretty iced out. And I sleep in my jewels too.
At training, mate.
I sleep in my jewels too.
You want to tell everybody what your trainer asked the question at the end of class and how you responded?
This week, so
I'm pretty upset still.
Many days, but on Fridays, the trainer at my gym will ask a question of everyone in the class during the ab section. I think probably to promote like community vibes. And so we did this on the pod a couple of weeks ago, but he had asked, would you rather have teeth for hair or hair for teeth? He asked questions like that. This week he asked, who's the funniest person you know?
Uh-huh. And you said?
Me. I'm just kidding. I didn't say me. I said that my friends, like my group of friends that I hang out with all the time, are cracking me up to the point of like my stomach hurting. I'm laughing so hard. My face hurts from smiling. I'm cracking up. I'm dying laughing with these girls. And then after class, my trainer came up to me and he was like, your brother's not the funniest person you know.
Woo woo. Woo.
And I said,
woo 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 woo.
And I said, not even as a joke, not even as a joke, not even without even thinking about it for 1 second, I said, I'm way funnier than him. And my trainer laughed and said, yeah.
What? Jim French?
He said, you're both funny. He said, I've seen clips from your podcast. You're both pretty funny.
Okay. I don't like that Jim French agreed with you so quickly.
He didn't. I mean, he was being...
Because I haven't showed up to his class.
He was
being
charming. Yeah, I'm showing up to his class and you're not.
It's far
from
me,
bro. But he's a Gabe
bro.
Gibbs apologist for sure.
It's
he's
a thing.
For sure.
He's not apologist.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Any Gabe Gibbs apologists out there, keep up the good work. Thank you so much for preaching the gospel.
You're hilarious.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
I should tell him that I'm constantly mentioning him on the pod, whether or not by name. I'm always asking the questions that he asks.
Yeah.
Because he's being interesting.
He is being interesting. Good job,
Jim.
He's
an interesting boy.
Okay. Do you want to talk about a little bit about your cruise that you went on?
Oh, my gosh. You guys. Sound off in the comments if you've ever been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise. Grant, have you? Bless you. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No, actually.
What's the closest you've ever been to a cruise? Have you been to an all-inclusive?
No.
Me either.
Okay. Neither had I until I went on this cruise a couple of days ago. What a buck wild experience for real, you guys.
Okay. How many days?
I was on the boat for a total of 2 days.
A total of 2 days. And?
I went on Saturday afternoon and boarded the boat. Uh-huh. I spent the evening on the boat, slept on the boat, woke up, spent the entire next day on the boat, slept on the boat, woke up. We were in Mexico, spent the day in Mexico. did a very dangerous activity. Came back on the boat that afternoon, spent that night on the boat, woke up back in Los Angeles. I exit off the boat. Now, am I so very blessed to have gotten the opportunity to do a cruise? Yes, that was
really
cool.
How much money did you pay to go on this cruise?
I paid $0.00 for anything for the whole weekend.
That's crazy.
I ate and drank and sat by the pool and vibed out. I was on the cruise for 3 whole days.
3 days.
I had a couple of ribeye steaks.
A ribeye steaks.
I had a martini every night.
Every night, really? A martini?
Oh,
you're a martini girl now, huh?
Wait, aren't you wearing
a martini shirt today?
No, I took it off.
You had it on earlier. You didn't want to wear it on the pod?
It's a teeny time.
No.
Teeny time.
Not a t-shirt that says teeny time. If I wore a shirt that said teeny time, oh my gosh, you would never let me.
You should actually try.
You would never let me hear the end of it.
You should actually try on my shirt that says teeny time because it would be kind of cropped on you and it might be kind of cute.
Teeny time. I'm not looking good on crop these days. Your boy been eating too many Oreos and sitting around with the baby too long. Not
I
feeling
think
good.
That's probably mostly in your head.
Not feeling good. Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So I'm super blessed and I had so much fun because the people I was with, they were so much fun and like, what a vibe. Now, can I just zoom out and say, a cruise is a ridiculous thing to have been invented. When we drove up to the boat and saw how big the boat was, first of all,
They're 16 stories high, right?
I started dying laughing and then I said out loud, we're defying God.
Yeah.
By building this boat and then boarding this boat, we are defying God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine this God was created in God's
the oceans.
Will.
God created the oceans and the seas and was like, let's keep people on the lands that they're
let's
on.
Let's keep people on the land. What if we got up to the same bullshit but out at sea?
Yeah. What are cruise ships but a sideways Tower of Babel, really?
Totally. And I'll say, what are cruise ships but a mall plus Vegas plus
Broadway?
Yeah, but it's really just Vegas at sea.
Vegas at sea.
And I also recently went to Vegas and stood at my window at Vegas and was like, stood at my window and stared out at all of Vegas. And I said, I don't think I need to come back.
In the last 14 days, my sister Allie has been to Palm Springs, Las Vegas, and on a cruise. Al.
To Mexico.
Al, where have I been in the last 14 days?
Okay, you have gotten the opportunity to become a father.
Damn. And what a journey that is. And totally. What a trip that is.
That's a bigger trip than...
And what a destination that is.
Now, I will say, in terms of who's having more fun between the two of us,
you.
I am lapping your ass daily.
Yeah, daily lapping.
Coming around the bend
me.
And you're still standing there.
You're like running past me, and smacking my ass, and you're like, catch up.
However, meanwhile,
I'm changing a seventh diaper in a row going, wait.
Yeah.
I want to go to the food court. I want to go to the food court, please.
Okay, so this is what I'll say about cruises. The all you can eat out at sea, you guys, that has to stop. I'm so sorry. We have to stop doing all you can eat. It's so American. It's so, there's no way it's not wasteful. I'm worried about the creatures. I'm not even vegan. And I'm like, I think we killed too many shrimps for this. You can have, on a cruise, you can have as many lobster tails as you want at any time.
You can have as many lobster tails as you want.
And then I came back and I told my coworker.
I said,
you can have as many lobster tails as you want. And he sent me an article about the over-farming of lobsters.
You can help with the over-farming. There's a finite amount of lobsters in the world, but an infinite amount of lobsters on this boat.
Yeah, it seems kind of crazy that we have infinity food at sea. Where are they keeping it all?
and Infinity Drinks. I don't mean to be judgmental of anyone at all, but I did sort of do a couple laps on the boat at 7 a.m. on my first morning there. And there were some people there with their babies at the splash pad who had sort of already were already a couple drinks deep. And I said to myself,
it's hard to be a parent.
Whoa. No, hey, no judgment, but it's like, it's not about the drinking. It's about how when you're on a ship like that, we lack like time awareness.
There's no boundaries in any category.
Everyone's completely time blind. You're just like Vegas. Yeah, like you're just like, I don't know. Let's go swimming. What time is it? Who cares? Let's have another mudslide.
You know?
And so there's something about that that feels completely insane. But I guess everyone was on vacation and more power to them.
Yeah.
And it's also tricky because
you were there as a plus one for someone's work retreat, which makes it a different environment for you.
Yeah, we were like,
you're not there with like your 10 friends.
Yeah.
Just having fun for a few days.
Thank God, because we would have gone overboard.
And it's also, and it's also, that's a kind of a quick trip.
Very quick trip.
You know what I'm saying?
One day on the ship and then one day in Mexico, like zip, zap, zop. But I will say when we arrived.
Zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zap, zop. Ja, ja, ja.
Ja, ja, ja.
But when we arrived back in Los Angeles, when we arrived back in Los Angeles on Tuesday morning, I woke up at like 6:30 as I'm wanting to do. I opened my eyes and I said, get me off this ship.
Yeah.
Can we check out early? Get me off this ship.
Yeah.
And my friend Gabby, who I was with, rolled over in bed and looked at me and said, we have to get off this ship.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, it's time to get off. Maybe we're not ship people.
No, it's a different breed.
You know,
the people that I, there are people that I toured with back when I toured
Love
when I was
cruise.
Younger who, well, maybe, but there's like a breed of person who like tours for forever and then kind of can't stop because that rhythm really suits their spirit. Like people that I know that like the stage manager for Mormon, then stage managed Hamilton and stage manager just keeps rolling into these jobs and they never live anywhere. Married. Yeah, she's married. Bubba. This lady. There's a lot of people like her.
Her name is Bubba.
Her husband's name is Bubba. Her husband's name is like something else, but his nickname is Bubba. Everybody calls him Bubba. But Kim and Bubba, like he's like a carpenter, I think, or something. I forget what he did, but he would either like be hired on the tour and work with them or she would be hired and he would just travel with them. But like,
wow,
these people will like tour for 20, 30 years.
On tour.
Yeah. These people will tour for like 20, 30 years and they'll have can you imagine having no expenses for 20, 30 years?
I mean, that's the music industry too. Yeah. It's really wild. I can't imagine.
It's crazy.
I can't imagine.
It'd be amazing. Well, and then they all just like buy a big ass house in Salt Lake.
Working on a cruise ship would be so interesting because.
Well, the guest performer contract for sure. The kind that he's talking about where you go for a week.
Yeah.
But those long stints, like we've had buddies who do the long stint cruise ship.
And then they get depressed.
And they get, it gets crazy because it's like, I want to say it's like 6 month contracts.
Ew, that's 6 months really hard. On the boat. I only did 2 days and I said, get me off this damn boat.
It'd be really hard. 6 months on the boat would be hard. And depending on the cruise, I know Disney cruise ship workers, they also have to like do other jobs too. So like performers, the performers have to do other jobs too. Like they have to be like safety instructors and like all kinds of, they have other kinds of things. Tasks.
I will say I went to an onboard like event. It was like a screening and a talk back. And the guy hosting the screening and the talkback appeared to be sort of just like the host talent on the ship.
Yeah.
It's like making announcements and like announcing different events like this. Yeah. And I was like, that is a job I could do on the ship.
Yeah.
Just talking to a microphone.
You'd be good at that. It'd be fun.
Hey, everybody, welcome to your 3-day cruise to Ensenada, Mexico.
Wait. Can we put into the ether that we would love, we should do a Mom Said cruise someday.
Oh my gosh. A mom
there's
said
gotta be a
cruise.
Pod cruise there's gotta be a
yeah,
pod
there's
cruise
pod cruises.
Do you think we could do a Mom Said cruise someday?
Of course.
Oh my gosh,
anyone listening, if you want to do a Mom Said cruise, please contact I actually heard that Carnival cruises are more fun than Royal Caribbean.
What were you on?
Royal Caribbean.
Oh,
It was kind of serious, though. Maybe we want that. Because we're kind of
a serious podcast.
Please contact your local Royal Caribbean.
And tell them that you want us to do a podcast. Oh my gosh, that'd be so fun to meet all the adoits on the cruise.
Imagine.
Be trapped on a boat with all these fellow adoits.
I am worried about that.
Yeah. It can't be worse than the three of us in a room together every week.
Can it?
It can, you're right.
Can it not?
Do you want me to play you in for... Just want to apologize for my sort of bullying earlier in the episode.
And
I know that like part of some of these things made you uncomfortable and you didn't want to participate in the bits. And I really respect that. And I sort of,
I know you're doing a fake apology, but I just want to say out loud, I'll never participate in a bit that I disagree with because I'm a real comedian. I'm so sorry for saying I'm a comedian. I actually take that back. Wait. I'm going to start singing and I need you to follow me.
Okay. Same key, different key.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's the ranking of the brothers. And I bet you can guess who it will go to. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The number one ranked brother this week is none other than birthday boy Grant Gibbs.
Wow.
Happy birthday! Grant! Now, tomorrow is Grant's birthday. He's turning a fresh and clean and young 26? 26. Wow, you're getting kind of old. And for Grant's birthday, we are going to Knott's Berry Farm to meet Snoopy, his favorite. Grant's most prevalent parasocial relationship is with him and Snoopy. And we're going to meet him tomorrow at Knott's Berry Farm with Grant and his friends and our family. And yeah, Grant, happy birthday. What was the greatest gift
Happy birthday.
What was the greatest gift
that... How old did we say you are? 26, right?
26. Mm-hmm. What was the greatest gift that 25 gave you?
You can rent a car now.
I think you rent a car at like 23.
Right? I mean,
but you don't have to pay the extra insurance now.
I think it's 25.
I thought it was 26.
I thought it was 26 too. Doesn't matter. The point is, what's the greatest gift that 25 gave you? Like, what was the thing that happened or that you got in 25?
Oh, yeah.
That
wow. Wow.
I think...
Is it the podcast?
Partially, it's the podcast. Partially, it's continued deepening of the relationships with my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
My health has only improved.
You ran a marathon in 25?
Ran a marathon. I've only been getting handsomer and handsomer.
So I've been getting handsomer and handsomer.
Famously a cutie patootie.
Only been getting smarter and smarter.
Only been getting smarter.
Why is this scary?
Only been getting more bags and more bags.
More bags and more bags. He's rich now that he's 26. He's handsome now that he's 26. He's rich and handsome. And he's got perfect health now that he's 26.
His fashion got better in 25. His pants are the perfect amount of baggy, as he says.
Optimal baggy is Grant's phrase about bagginess of pants. He's optimally baggy, optimally baggy, optimally baggy.
He discovered Snoopy in 25.
He learned about Snoopy and it's making him feel alive.
He became a podcast guy.
He became a podcast guy.
He's gonna be better in 26.
Yeah. Okay, so 25, your quarter cinch. You wrap that up.
Court cinch up, babe.
I will say, just speaking of healthier and healthier, I did get blood work done, and I do have slightly elevated LDL cholesterol. So,
oh, yeah, you did
so
say that.
So no more Taco Bell for Grant.
Yeah, 26. Except yesterday you did say that you celebrated National Donut Day.
Yeah, so. Whoa.
It's his birthday. Zha, zha, zha.
It was
zha,
National zha, zha. Donut.
You're right. Absolute wait, zha, zha,
cholesterol
zha.
Doesn't exist on Natural Donut Day.
That's we're going to work.
Natural Donut Day.
Oh, sorry. National Donut Day.
We're going to zha, zha, zha at Knott's Berry Farm tomorrow, I feel.
Yeah, we're going to have to off mic discuss. maybe I'll have to join you for dinner because of the logistics of baby is
sure
absolutely insane.
Well,
Lauren
also-
and I were like, yeah, we're going to take the baby to Knott's. And then now we're like, after a tough night last night, we're like, is he doing dinner after? Because maybe we'll join him for
there's
dinner.
There's also the option that if
maybe grandma will watch
mom
baby,
can
but,
stay with the baby and not
and
come.
Not go. We'll talk about
doesn't
this
matter
later,
to me. But also there's apparently
are you doing a dinner after?
Sure. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't care.
I want you to care.
I think there's multiple different Snoopies at Knott's Berry. So we need to decide which whoa. One we're most excited to see. I think there's
I'm
a
really
camp counselor. There's regular Snoopy. There's camp counselor Snoopy.
Is whoa. Joe Cool there?
I would love to see Joe Cool.
Okay, camp counselor Snoopy's kind of fire, though.
I would love wow. to see Joe
I would
cool.
love to see Joe or, Cool.
Or wow. his brother Spike. You know his brother Spike?
What?
Snoopy, is that the
Snoopy,
has,
a brother?
Snoopy has like eight siblings.
Really?
That are makes they sense. Those
he's a dog.
Birds? Are they those birds?
No, the birds are the birds.
No, Woodstock is his friend, but yeah. Spike is his brother.
Whoa.
He lives in a cactus.
Hey.
He does?
Yeah.
Quick question, not to be, not to pitch you guys against each other, but which one of you is the Snoopy and which one of you is the Spike?
What do you mean?
Well, which one of you is Snoopy and which one of you is Spike, if you had to claim them? You know, like when you think about the Sex and the City girls and you're like, I'm such a Carrie.
I don't know enough about Spike.
I do think I'm Woodstock more than... anything. Probably. I think Grant
you really
Snoopy,
give Woodstock energy.
I do, bro.
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp. Like, I'm there around, chirping. Grant's trying to take a nap on top of his doghouse, and there's me standing on his belly. You know what I mean?
Totally. Except that I think Grant is anti-nap.
What?
Yeah.
See?
Ew.
He's anti-nap.
I get it.
You get it?
I get it. He's trying to be efficient. He's got a lot to do. He's got the energy of a 26-year-old now. He could take over the world.
Speaking of health and wellness, I asked AI to write me a meal plan for the week.
Hmm.
Nice.
I said I want more energy and I want nutrient-dense foods, and it wrote me a meal plan for the week.
That was your, yeah, what were your constraints? Just yeah. energy and nutrient density?
I was like, I talked to it for a long time, but I was like, I'm really not feeling like I get enough nutrients. I'm really not feeling like I get enough greens. I'm hungry really quickly after I eat a meal. I want to feel a lot of energy. I want to feel really awake. I want to feel like I'm having like a totally balanced diet.
Mm-hmm. Part of that is busyness is so hard unless you're going to like meal. That's what makes it so hard.
I know.
Like.
So then I said, can you write me a grocery list? And then... they said yes. They wrote me a grocery list. And then I said, can you help me with the best way to meal prep for this? And they said, totally, girl. We love you so much. And I said, thank you to my best friend, AI.
I'm so sick of all these. I, first of all, love that for you. Second of all, just reminds me that half of my Instagram feed is all of these people talking about how easy their meal prep plans are. And how? And I'm like, girl, what?
I think these people...
I don't have time.
I think...
How do you store that much Tupperware?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't
know. Where do you keep the Tupperware?
I don't have a ton of storage. And furthermore, I'm like up to stuff.
Well, here, do people be living in... It's people living in houses, right? Where they have a whole pantry of Tupperware.
And a
they
garage
have an
fridge.
Extra garage fridge. Mm. Oh, a garage fridge. Oh, a garage
and
fridge.
I think like when
oh,
you
Oh, I
live,
want a garage fridge.
I think you have more time when you move. Bear with me. I actually think I've talked about this on the pod.
Do people know what a garage fridge is?
I think if they don't, they could probably make a strong guess.
Okay. Well, it's the one that it's the old fridge. Back when you got a new fridge, you kept the old fridge and you just stuck it in the garage and it's full of Gatorade.
I think they know.
And it's maybe got like the Thanksgiving turkey that mom bought like 6 weeks early has been in the freezer of the garage fridge for 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was actually downstairs in the deep freezer.
Okay, well, that's specific to us, but I'm just saying that's what you can use your garage fridge for. If you want to get a garage fridge at home.
I don't know why you're explaining garage fridge.
I'm just making sure they know.
I feel like if you had never heard of a garage fridge before in your life, you might hear the phrase garage fridge and assume it's a fridge in your garage.
The more we're saying garage fridge, the more it sounds less and less like words.
Garage fridge.
Garage fridge.
We're also like slurring it.
I know because I'm so tired.
Is refrigerator...
is your refrigerator running?
Is refrigerator a name brand or is that the... name of the actual device?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, Frigidaire, it's
the
device. Right?
Frigidaire is the thing. Okay. But also, refrigerator implies that things were refrigerated. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things start out refrigerated and then they get refrigerated.
At your house.
So things at the grocery store are just refrigerated.
Totally.
So,
hey, Grant.
Wait.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah, Grant. Is your refrigerator running?
No, it actually just broke.
Oh.
Oh.
Dang.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never come this far.
Is there a joke to be made?
Well,
if it was running, you would have to go catch it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely fix that.
Saved it.
Okay, did you know?
Okay.
I actually need to read mine out loud to make sure I get the things right. But it's the thing that you say to me every fucking week is, this has to do with what we've been talking about. So finally, I tried to make sure that I have one that has to do with exactly what you have been wanting to talk about.
So,
ready?
It's so funny because this is the one week where Kobe, Gabe's best friend, was here when we arrived. And he was like, I have a fact that I want to give you. And it has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Okay, well, then another week has been missed. Ready?
Did you know that
a 7-day cruise requires approximately 200,000 pounds of food, including 60,000 eggs and 700 gallons of ice cream?
Wait, that's exactly what the fuck I was complaining about earlier.
Uh huh. And I tried to hand it to you.
60,000 eggs for how many people?
I don't
2,000 people?
But did you
that
hear?
That don't seem right.
For a week? 200,000 pounds of food.
I just got chills to hear that.
That is, no offense, we are gross.
We're gross.
We're gross.
We're gross.
Is it Americans only? Do cruises exist in the same way, or is it our country that is just like so horny for consumption?
I'm sure other people horny are for consumption, horny for consumption, but I think it's very American.
American.
Everywhere I went, I was feeling that red, white. My pronouns are USA.
Now give me a plate full of bacon. I don't care where it came from or what it took to get there.
USA.
Wow.
That's how I felt on the cruise.
Yeah, good, dude. Thank God. Bring it back.
Actually, what I was most excited about, to be honest with you, in terms of what was unlimited, was that they had those big soda machines like at the movie theater where you can like get a Diet Coke and then make it flavored anything or whatever.
Unlimited Diet Coke is fire.
Unlimited Diet Coke. And not only that, but they also had Powerade Zero. So I was pounding.
Hydrated as hell. Hydrated as hell without any of the sugar.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everywhere I went, I was just getting a cup of Powerade Zero and knocking it back. Like a shot of tequila.
200,000 pounds of food for a week-long cruise. Think of the poop.
Ew.
Do you know what I'm saying? The human waste that boat has to carry.
And I think they put the poop in the ocean.
No way. There's no way.
Yeah, they probably do.
No.
They dump the poop in the ocean.
No, they cannot dump the poop in the ocean.
Where would they be dumping it?
Put the poop in the ocean.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Sing the song.
They can't put the poop in the ocean. Please don't put the poop in the ocean. That's where the fish swim. That's the fish's home.
Where do you think the fish poop?
In their home like we do. We poop in our own home, but we don't do poop in other people's home.
They poop in little fish toilets in their little fish houses under the sea.
But they poop where they are, but they got gills to do it. to make it filter out so they don't suck in the poo-poo.
So we can't dump our poop in the ocean because we don't have gills to do it.
No, I'm saying that we poop in our own home, but we poop in the bowl and it goes into somewhere else because we can't breathe it in.
Where does it go?
Into the waste treatment plant, and it gets fixed up, and then they send it to the ocean after it gets fixed up.
What do you think fixed up is in your head?
They take the poop and they make it into diamonds. Then they sell the diamonds.
Back
they
to
take
you.
The poop and they make it into diamonds.
And they sell the diamonds right back to you.
Take a poop and they make it into diamonds.
How do you do that?
You squeeze it really hard, cause pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds. Okay, but seriously, they can't be dumping the poop into the ocean.
I'm pretty sure they do. But also, depending on the cruise, 200,000 pounds of food isn't that much, because what? I probably eat 4 pounds of food a day.
Okay.
You know?
So and let's say... Like
you eat 16 quarter pounders worth of food a day?
Let's
think about...
There's 5,000 people on the cruise.
I can't be doing this level of math. Me saying 16, doing one quarter to try to get to...
Also, a quarter pound, that's just weighing the meat. The rest of the stuff weighs... Like, a whole quarter pounder probably weighs, like, half a pound, you know, like, whatever.
Okay. True.
Wait, I also can't do the math, but I think the implication...
Where does the human waste on a cruise ship go?
Into the ocean.
It definitely goes into the ocean.
Way.
They're dumping the shit in the ocean.
They're dumping the shit in the ocean.
They're dumping the
treated.
Shit in the ocean.
They've treated it.
Treated?
And it has to be at least 4 to 12
what
miles
do you
from
mean?
Shore.
They added
4 miles from shore is not far enough.
It's not
that
far enough.
That is not far enough.
That's not far enough.
Are you kidding me?
4 miles. Grant ran 7 miles
that's
yesterday.
What I'm saying.
4 miles is pretty far. That's like never getting it. That's...
The waves can't push it in.
I just got nauseous.
It's sinking straight to the bottom.
Santa Monica just got
Yours
ranked.
Yours might sink.
Santa Monica just got ranked the most polluted beach in all of California.
Because of the fires?
Guys,
no, you mean the actual
the
beach.
The actual water.
Ash.
Like you can't
yeah,
go in there.
Of the beach.
Yeah, because of the fires.
Was it because of the fires or because
yes.
of the trash
the
and the dookie?
I mean,
no,
all
no,
of it.
It's not
yeah.
trash and
dookie.
It's not
trash.
It's definitely
fires.
Cruise ship dookie.
Cruise ship dookie, 4 miles in, absolutely getting pushed in. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
There's surfers
my,
out there who start 4 miles
my
and
cruise,
come in.
My,
no.
yeah.
Do you know how deep the water is 4 miles out from the shore?
It's got to be double as deep as you're thinking because that is too close to shore.
Imagine being swimming along.
Imagine being swimming along.
Imagine being swimming along. And you're just minding your own business. Maybe you're on your way to fish work or fish school. And all of a sudden, raining from something at the surface of the water comes.
Wow.
200.
What's all this gold liquid?
1,000 pounds
you
of
guys,
human feces.
You guys, get out of here real quick. A bunch of gold liquid raining up from where the water meets the dry water.
You know what? This is grossing me out as much as.
Wow. And what's this?
To the boys in the front
beautiful.
Of the fatberg. Reprise.
Beautiful little chocolate rain coming down.
Ew, stop. No,
wow.
Not the fish liking it. I will say, when we were taking
well, in
off
that scene,
from...
it was going to take a turn when they discovered what it actually was.
Oh, and then they
one
said,
of the
this
fish
is
went,
stinky.
Went...
Ew.
Ew. What is this? How could the humans in the boats be treating us this way? Ew, you're right. What is this?
It seems like shit, but it's treated with something, so I guess that's okay.
As long as it's treated, we will be okay.
Now, what does treated mean?
What does treated mean? 4 miles is too close to shore. What does treated mean?
Okay.
How are you treating the poop?
Can I turn this around?
How are you treating the poop?
Can I turn this around?
It's the subject change fairy and Allie wants it to be a different subject.
When we were leaving the port in Mexico, some dolphins followed us.
Cute.
And I watched out the window as they hopped, 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 hopped all along the side of the ship going like this.
Can you do your best dolphin? 1, 2, 3.
Well, you didn't give me time.
On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. Grant? Oh, what was it? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get the.
I know it needs a. It needs a. I'm not sure I could do it.
I think it's more like.
Why does mine sound so bad? You have to do it on mic. See, we're all terrible at dolphin.
Someone play a dolphin noise.
Okay, yeah, Grant, did you preload up a dolphin noise into your soundboard or what? That's actually pretty close.
Anyway, I saw them hopping next to the ship and I said, maybe there is a God.
Yeah, probably.
It was beautiful.
We might have upset God with the way we built the ship.
No, totally. So but all then in
God
all,
was like, let me send these dolphies.
All in all, I feel worried offering. That God's mad at me for being on the ship, period. Now, did I have fun? Yes. Am I glad I went? Yes. Are cruises completely insane? Also, yes. I can't believe everyone's been acting like they were normal this whole time.
It is kind of crazy, huh?
It's totally and completely insane.
I have to go on one, though, someday, huh? Just to know.
I started talking earlier in the podcast about an activity that I did the other night.
You gonna be all right? You feel like emotional about it? What's going on? Take your time.
It was a burp.
Take your time.
But it was like a hiccup burp.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Called Pub Choir.
What?
Pub Choir.
Pub Choir?
Pub Choir.
Can I guess what that means?
Sure.
You go to a bar, everyone drinks, everyone gets handed sheet music, and they all sing the same song together with minimal rehearsal, creates a beautiful moment, and everyone joins hands. We are the world. We are children.
Close, but it was like this. Do you believe in life after love?
Okay, great.
But I was like, I had to be at alto because Gracie's an alto and she wanted me to stand in the alto section.
Okay.
With her. So okay. I was like, I believe it. Really don't think you're strong enough. So it's you are almost there, except that it's more like a show where you're standing. Everyone's standing in the audience, and then someone comes up onto the stage, the girl who started this thing, with a PowerPoint where she's sort of drawn out. It's not sheet music because the assumption is that you've never done this before, and she's sort of drawn out like the lyrics going up and down
for
newbie. It was really interesting because
newbie. Wait, what is the name of those things you clip on the purse?
Newbie Laboo-Boo.
Newbie Laboo-Boo. Okay, newbie so it's your first time doing choir. You're a newbie Laboo-Boo.
You're a newbie Laboo-Boo. Exactly. it was not my first time doing choir. I know, shock and awe to the audience.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt like choir class. but it was really cute because there was all these people that were so excited to be there singing.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And there was all these older dudes and like all these like random people. And everyone was like this, do you? And then at the verse, at the bridge, we were like, no one knows that I'm mistaken. And then they had written in the arrangement that after that line, everybody goes, ha!
Really?
Yeah, and they clap.
Wow. So you know people were ready for the ha.
Oh, no. When you say ha, it was like, I don't need you anymore. Ha! No, I don't need you anymore. Ha! Like that.
Twice?
Yeah, we went hot twice. We went hot twice. It was really
nerds.
Exciting.
No, that's cute.
It was so cute. And it made me be like, wait, we should all sing together more. It's so cute and sweet. And I teared up a little bit when the boys were singing. I was like, look at these sweet men.
NYC.
Oh.
Box to bags,
just me three. That's where light tonight. Why not? It's NYC. Wait, I still can't do it. I think C is hard. Like E is hard to do that note on.
Make it S-A-Y.
It's N-Y-S. It's hurting my voice. Say. It's still not good.
It's
But hard. Thanks for listening to me do that three times, you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Mom Said. Do we have any announcements right now?
Please keep listening to us. And it's so fun when you guys engage on social. I love hearing from you. I love your funny comments. And, you know, tell your friends. We can only do this for so long as you guys want it.
Yeah. Please let your homies know. Thank you for being a bunch of adoits with us. We're really glad that you listen. Again, this is the summer of, this is sibling summer. So share it with your homies, share it with your siblings.
We love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah,
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?